Praise the Lord that we can gather together for these days.
我们实在要赞美我们的主，让我们在这样的时代，我们可以聚集在他的面前。
And we trust that all that are gathered here desire to be servants, serving the purpose of God in this generation.
我也深深地相信，我们这一次来参加的弟兄姊妹，都是有一个心愿，愿意做他的仆人，来按照他的旨意来侍奉他。
We'd like to begin this evening with some considerations from the book of Galatians. So would you turn there, please?
让我们今天晚上从加拉太书来看这个题目。
Galatians chapter 1.
我们要读加拉太书第一章。
And we'll read some verses beginning verse 6.
我们从第六节开始。
I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们去从别的福音。
Which is really not another gospel, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ.
那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, let him be accursed.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，又若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God, or am I striving to please men?If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man,Nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从基督耶稣，从耶稣基督启示来的。
For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism.How I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions.
你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
But when God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb, and called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me, so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles,I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away to Arabia and returned once more to Damascus.
然而，那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我们的神，召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里。 叫我把它传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往亚拉伯去，后又回到大马色。
And then a few verses at the end of chapter 2.
我们再看第二章最后的几节。
Beginning verse 19.
从十九开始。
For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God.
因为律法，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像神活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I do not nullify the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly.
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
And then just a few verses in chapter 4, verse 19 and 20.
第四章十九二十两节。
My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you, but I could wish to be present with you and change my tone, for I am perplexed about you.
我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And then just to turn to Acts chapter 13 for our theme verse.
我们再看我们的主题圣经是在使徒行传的第13章。
Acts chapter 13, just the first half of verse 36.
我们读36节的上半节。
For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation.
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。
Serving the purpose of God in our generation.
服侍神的旨意在他的那一代。
This is the desire of our hearts.
这也是我们每一个人的心愿。
And the first necessity of any servant of God is that he watch and pray.
每一个有这样心意的人有一个条件，就是他能够警醒祷告。
God's purpose is coming near to the end and fulfillment.
现在神的旨意已经来到了他最终要完成的时段。
So may all of us who attend here this week be watching and praying.
所以这次我们凡是来参加这次特会的弟兄姊妹们都应当警醒祷告。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much that this world is not just chaos, it has purpose to it.
天父，我们实在感谢你，这个世界虽然是在一团混乱的里头，但是我们仍然坚信在你里面有神的旨意。
According to your purpose, this creation has a purpose in glory.
因为万物都是因着你的旨意而造，带入荣耀里面。
Would you open the heavens as we're gathered together in these days?
我们这几天聚集在你面前的时候，求你给我们一个敞开的天。
And fill our hearts with your purpose in Christ.
求你在基督里面把你自己的旨意充满在我们每一个人的心里。
Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
求你向我们说话，仆人们静听。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. We have this statement that David served the purpose of God in his generation.
刚刚我们读的《使徒行传》里面看到大卫服侍了神的旨意。
We know there were kings before and after him.
我们知道在他之前与在他之后都有不同的王。
But not all served God's purpose.
但是这些不同的王不是每一位都服侍了神的旨意。
But we know David was special as a servant of Jehovah.
大卫是耶和华的仆人，有一个特殊的地位。
Even when he was still a teenager,
他虽然只是一个年轻的孩子。
When Samuel anointed him to be a king,
当撒母耳来告他要做王的时候，
he already knew in his heart that Jehovah was the God who ruled over his people Israel.
他已经知道在他的心里，耶和华要在他的子民中掌权做王。
And since he knew God was the ruler, he defeated Goliath by faith.
因为他认识这一个点，耶和华是他们的王，所以他就能够靠着神杀了那一个狮子或者熊，哥利亚。
Now we remember then, secondly, as soon as he became king, he knew God's city chosen was Jerusalem.
然后我们又知道，当他一登基做王的时候，他马上就去把大君王的心里面那座城耶路撒冷。
And as soon as the city was taken for God,
所以他就去把那个君王之城。
David searched for the ark.Because he knew God's presence needed to be in God's city.
然后他要把神的那一个约柜从森林里面找出来，因为那个约柜应该放在这个上帝之城。
And then when the ark came into the city,
然后这一个约柜来到了这个大卫的城。
Then David knew that God wanted a house.
大卫心里面也知道神的心意乃是要有一个家。
So he wasn't just a king, he was serving God's heart the whole time.
所以你看出来，他不是仅仅做一个王而已，他是来服侍神的旨意，从头到尾都是如此。
He knew what God was after.
他心里面很清楚地知道神到底要什么。
Today there is need for such servants.
今天我们也同样需要这样的仆人。
Those who understand the times in which we live.
他们不但知道我们现在属的时代。
And who serve his purpose.
然后能够服侍神的旨意。
But many are serving without this knowledge.
但是大部分的所谓神的仆人并不认识这个点。
They are going places, but they have not been sent.
他们去的地方并不是神打发他们去的。
Or they're like couriers who are traveling but without a message.
他们好像是一个送信的人，但是他们并没有信息可以传。
And so it's necessary for us to understand what God is doing in these days.
所以今天我们要服侍主，我们应该很清楚地知道神在今天这个时代他到底要完成什么。
Otherwise, we may be serving the Lord in some smaller capacity, but not according to His purpose.
所以不然的话，我们就是在那里忙忙碌碌做许多的事，但是我们并没有照着他的旨意来服侍他。
Now, in these days, various of us brothers will be sharing from different scripture epistles.
这一次我们有不同的讲员要从不同的书信里面来看这个题目。
And other brothers will be sharing from the books of Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians.
有的弟兄要从以弗所书，有的要从哥罗西书，有的要从腓立比书来看这个主题。
In all of these wonderful epistles, we see God's purpose laid before us in Christ Jesus.
所以在这些不同的书信里头，我们一同来看神是怎么样借着他的仆人，从不同的角度把神的这个旨意表明出来。
But I've been asked to share according to this burden from the book of Galatians.
这次弟兄们就要求我从加拉太书这本书来看 怎么样服侍神的旨意。
And here we see Paul fighting in defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
从我们刚刚读的经文里头，你能够看得出来，保罗在这里来为他所信的这个侍奉的这个神，他的福音来辩论。
In this short letter, the word gospel is used 14 times.
这个词汇福音在这本书里面使用14次。
And you can tell from the opening verses we read how Paul is fighting for this gospel.
你从刚刚我们念的第六节，你就会发现保罗为着这个福音是这样的火热的，要来为这个福音争辩，极力的争辩。
Now we know that Paul in his first missionary journey went through the churches of Galatia and laid the foundation of Jesus Christ in the church.
我们知道，如果你去读这个《使徒行传》，你知道在保罗的第一次巡回布道的时候，他在加拉太建立了这些教会，把福音传给他们。
But now, as he's serving elsewhere, he hears reports of trouble in the churches of Galatia.
那么，当他在离开那个地方，在别的地方工作的时候，他就听见有话传过来。这个在加拉太的教会已经偏离了福音的真道。
If you notice in the chapter 1 verse 6,
刚刚我们读的第六节，
He says, I'm amazed that you are quickly deserting the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着耶稣基督之恩召你们。
In chapter 3, in verse 1,
第三章第一节,
he calls them foolish.
他称这加拉太的基督徒说你们是无知的人。
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified?
他说耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
And in chapter 4, verse 20,
第四章的第二十节，
We read Paul saying, I am perplexed by you.
他说我为你们心里面作难。
Paul senses that the gospel is under attack.
保罗深深地感觉到这个福音被攻击。
And you see Paul rising up in all his authority and love for these saints of God.
所以保罗在他的权柄里头，借着他对弟兄姊妹的爱，他的灵就被提升起来。
He has laid the foundation of Christ in those churches.
他在加拉太的各教会已经把基督的根基打下去了。
But now others are building some things on it.
但是其他的人来又把其他的东西带到这个基础上。
And Paul is so worked up about it.
所以他就心里面为他们很着急。
That he says twice.
他讲了两次，
Such people preaching another gospel, let them be cursed.
他说，凡是来自你们中间传的所谓的福音，跟我所传的不一样的，都应当被咒诅。
Now this is very strong language.
这样的语句是很强烈的语句。
We might think Paul has lost his temper.
我们好像感觉到保罗生气到失控了。
No, it's not that.
不是，事实不是如此。
It would be one thing if Paul had just lost his temper, but it's because he saw something in those Christians that was going wrong.
他这里的激动乃是因为他看见这些基督徒有极大的错误发生了。
Something was being taught that was touching their lives and hindering their serving the purpose of God in their generation.
因为这些错误的教训让他们远离了从神的旨意所启示的福音，偏离了。
These are foundational matters.
他所传的福音是打下重要基础的。
Galatians is talking about the gospel.
这本书乃是讲到这个福音。
But brothers and sisters, we can talk about the mystery of his will and the eternal purpose in heavenly terms.
我们可以讲到神奥秘的旨意在和他一同坐在天上。
But if we don't have the gospel right among us, All of that is just talk. We cannot serve the purpose of God.
但是如果我们的根基，这个福音的基础是错的，我们讲的那些在天上的这些高深的道理都变成没有意义了。
Now I would like to just share two things in my two times I have.
这一次我有两个晚上的机会，我要跟大家来交通。
These are foundational matters.
这一些都是我们的根基。
That will enable us to serve the Lord.
有着这个根基，让我们的侍奉才能够好。
Tonight I want to share on the revelation of Christ living in me.
我今天晚上的重点是要讲到这一位启示的基督活在我里面。
If one does not understand what Paul is talking about in this basic gospel, Christ lives in me.They cannot serve God.
如果一个神的仆人不认识这一个第一个重点，就是基督今天活在我里面，我们没有办法服侍。
And then the next time I share, Lord willing, I want to share on the ministry of travail as Christ is formed among God's children.
然后主若许可，我第二个信息，就要讲到一个主的仆人怎么样受生产之苦，让这个基督的福音有根有基地建立在我们生命中。
So for tonight, let's begin by looking at why Paul is so upset about that gospel.
所以今天晚上，第一个晚上呢，我就要来让大家一同来思想，为什么保罗看见他们偏离了这个他所传的福音，里面是这样的激动，这样的有一个激情要来辩护这个真道。
As you read the book of Galatians, you see that the gospel, as Paul is declaring it, is wrapped around three points of a triangle.
如果你注意看这本书的时候，他来讲到这个神的福音，他有一个三个重点，好像一个三角形，每一个重点在这个三角形的这个角上。
First, he talks about grace.
第一个他强调的是恩典。
Then he talks about faith.
然后第二个强调的是信心。
And then he talks about the Holy Spirit.
然后第三个他强调的是圣灵。
Let's look at grace.
我们先看第一个点。
In chapter 1, verse 6.
恩典。在第一章的第六节。
I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
就第六节他说到，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着耶稣之恩典招你们的神，去从别的福音。这里讲到恩典。
Now we know that grace is a very popular word among Christians.
当然在基督徒中间这个词汇是非常受欢迎的，恩典我们人人都知道。
If I asked for a vote, how many of you would like more grace? I think everybody would raise your hand.
所以如果我问大家每一个基督徒 每一个人都觉得我需要更多的恩典，我想每一个人都会举手。
Maybe Amazing Grace is one of your favorite songs.
那奇异恩典这首诗歌也是你喜欢的一首诗歌。
But this word grace has been thrown around today and its meaning is in question.
但是今天因为我们用了这么样普遍这个词汇，到底这个词汇我们有没有用错了，它准确的意思是什么？
And why is Paul upset about that?
保罗在这里显然他对这个看见他们教会的情形他很不高兴。
It's because the very character of God is revealed through the grace in Christ Jesus.
因为神的属性的启示就是借着这个耶稣基督的恩惠来表达出来的。
What is God like?
神像什么？
Grace.
就是恩典这个。
That's the testimony.
这个是见证。
When Jesus Christ came to earth, he was full of grace and truth.
福音书告诉我们，耶稣基督道成肉身的时候是充满恩惠与丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
But now, if you define grace in a wrong way, people have a wrong impression about who God is.
所以如果我们对恩典这个词领会错误的时候，你对这位神的认识也就跟着错了。
And because of these Judaizers, grace was being twisted.
那么在我们读这封书信的背景里头，你就知道有一些犹太教的人，他们混进来讲了他们版本的福音，这个福音，这个恩典就变了。
And then there's this part of this gospel faith, the free gift of God.
然后第二个点就是这一个信心，这是神的白白的恩典，白白的恩赐。
You notice in chapter 3 verse 11,
在第三章第十一节，
Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
十一节他说，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
The gospel involves faith, the free gift of faith.
所以在这里讲到福音跟信心的关系，这里是讲到白白的。
We're not saved by works.
我们没有人是因着行为而得救的。
By faith we live.
因为是靠信心而得生。
And then for Paul, the evidence of our new life is the Holy Spirit within us.
然后第三个点对保罗来讲，我们怎么样知道我们得救了，因为有圣灵在我们里面。
Now look at chapter 3 and verse 2.
第二节第三章。
Now this only I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?
三章二节他说，我只要问你们一件，这一件你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，还是因听信福音呢？
Now all the Galatian Christians had received the Holy Spirit.
因为所有在加拉太的基督徒，他们都应该受了圣灵的。
They were born again.
因为他们都重生了。
They were being led by the Spirit.
他们被圣灵引导的。
Some had received gifts of the Spirit.
也有一些基督徒从圣灵得着恩赐。
And all of this is evidence that you've been born again and Christ is in your life.
所以这些都是很好的证据，基督住在你们里头。
You don't work for the Holy Spirit.
你并不是靠你的行为来得着圣灵。
But we've received the Spirit by faith.
我们今天得着圣灵是因借着相信。
So Paul says, why are you so foolish?
所以保罗就责备他们说，你们怎么那么无知啊。
God gave you this faith and this Holy Spirit.
是神把这个信心赐给你们，也把这个圣灵赐给你们。
Now why are you trying to serve out of your own flesh?
但是今天你们今天侍奉神却是靠着肉体来侍奉。
You see, the Judaizers have come along and undermined the gospel.
这些犹太教的人从后面跑进来，要把这个福音变质了。
Now these Judaizers are Christians who believe in Jesus and they are also Jews.
这些人他们是信耶稣，但是他们同时也是犹太教徒。
And they are telling the Galatian Christians that as well as they are being saved through Jesus Christ, they also need to be circumcised.
所以这些有犹太教背景的基督徒就来对这些外邦的基督徒说，你们是信了耶稣，这个因这个福音得救，但是同时你们也应该要行割礼，这样你们的救恩才有保证。
And they also need to observe seasons and feasts according to the Jewish tradition.
然后你们应该像我们犹太人的传统，你们要注意节日、季节等等这些传统。
Now Paul is upset about this.
那么保罗听见他们这样的就非常的生气。
It's undermining the gospel.
因为这样的说法就把那个福音的本质掺杂了，改变了。
Notice what he says in chapter 4, verse 21.
第四章的二十一节，注意看怎么说。
Tell me, you who want to be under law.
你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我。
Now the Judaizers are even trying to bring Gentiles under the law.
所以这些有犹太教背景的人，他们要把这些外邦人的基督徒也放在他们犹太人的这个律法的捆绑底下。
But we remember what Paul said in Romans.
你要记得在保罗在罗马书曾经说过
I am no longer under the law, I am under grace.
他说我们不在律法之下乃是在恩典之下。
And here in chapter 2 verse 19, for through the law I died to the law so that I might live to God.
在二章十九节保罗这样说我因律法就像律法死了叫我可以向神活着。
Now, how can our Christian life flourish?
一个基督徒的生命怎么样能够成长
？Under grace or under law?
是在恩典之下来成长呢，还是在律法之下成长
？And this is what was at issue there.
所以现在的问题就是这个点。
Now, Paul is so clear about this.
保罗对这件事情是非常透亮的。
And it makes it very amazing today that so many Christians are under the law.
所以即使到今天我们的时代这么多的基督徒还是活在律法的捆绑底下。
We know there are some Christians who say you cannot be a Christian unless you're baptized in water.
有些基督徒要强调你不能够成为基督真的基督徒除非你受浸礼的水水的浸礼。
Or that you are not going to heaven unless you take the sacrament.
那有的基督徒说你不能够去天堂除非你领受圣餐。
You know, my wife had an aunt that came to visit us one time.
我妻子这边她有一个婶婶来看堂。
But she told us she couldn't fly, to see us until Monday.
但是她要来之前她告诉我们这次她没有办法来看她一直要等到礼拜一才可以。
And when we asked her why,
我们就问她你为什么要等到礼拜一呢
？She said she hadn't been to church in quite a while.
她说她有好久没有上教堂了。
And she was afraid if she didn't take the sacraments on Sunday, then she might not go to heaven if she was in a plane crash.
那么她就说我害怕如果我没有去教会去领受这个圣餐，那如果有万一出了事。我没有保证可以上天堂。
There's people who live under this kind of law.
因为很多的基督徒在他的下意识里头有这些条条框框的律法来控制他们。
There are Christians who are legalists.
有一些基督徒就非常的律法主义。
I remember, one of the deacons in a church, that I was in, kicked his 16-year-old son out of the house.
我记得以前跟我一起聚会的一个执事他曾经把他十六岁的儿子赶出去。
I said to the deacon, why did you kick him out of the house?
所以我就问这个执事，你为什么把你十六岁的儿子赶出家门？
He says, because he smokes.
因为他吸烟。
I said, so you kick him out because he smokes?
那就是，我就说，难道就是吸了烟，你就要把你的儿子赶出去吗？
He says, don't you know? You can't be a Christian if you smoke.
他说，难道你不知道，你要做基督徒就不可以抽烟？
Now somehow he had made gotten this into his heart as part of the gospel.
就是说在这个执事的里头好像福音他的认识就是说你必须把烟给戒了。
And Brother Pong and I recently went to Israel.
彭弟兄跟我最近去了以色列一趟。
And there we heard some tragic stories.
那我们也听到一个悲剧。
Now thank God there are some Jews who are becoming Christians and believing in Jesus as the Messiah.
那我们在那里很感谢神碰到一些犹太人哎信了耶稣成为基督徒了。
But many of these messianic groups are building walls around them.
但是这些所谓的锡安运动的这些基督徒犹太人他们就建立起一个墙把他们围起来。
So now, to be a Christian, you must wear the prayer shawl when you pray.
那么他们认为祷告的时候你就必须把那个他们犹太人用的那块布蒙在头上，这样祷告才有效。
You must keep the feasts.
然后你必须要遵守犹太人的七个节期。
You must pray in Hebrew.
你必须用希伯来话祷告才灵。
And so we met some Americans over there learning Hebrew so they could be Christians.
所以我们在那里碰到一些美国回去的犹太人，他们就要在那里学希伯来话才能够做基督徒。
But anything that erodes the free grace of God in Christ Jesus prevents us from serving the purpose of God.
所以你可以看到，我们如果掉到这些传统、这些律法的里头去，就让我们失去了侍奉神永远旨意的这个自由。
Now, as Paul said, we talk about faith.
保罗在这里讲到信心。
They received the Spirit by faith. They were saved by faith.
他们得救是因为信，他们得着圣灵也是因着信心。
But now the Judaizers were coming in saying, oh, it isn't faith, it's works that you need.
但是这一群犹太教的基督徒呢，就来告诉他们说，哦，不是那么简单，你们应该做律法这些事情，你们才可以。
And so it's no longer the righteous shall live by faith, but the righteous shall live by works.
所以这句话，义人必因信得生，就被改成义人必因行为而得生。改了。
And then the third point of the triangle, the Holy Spirit.
那么你看这个三角形的一个第三个重点就是圣灵。
Now thank God we've received the Holy Spirit.
我们实在感谢主，我们信主那一天得着圣灵。
He leads us into all truth.
他引导我们进入一切的真理。
He gives us the power of sanctifying in our life.
他给我们生命中有力量，能够过一个成圣的生活。
But once again, the Judaizers were taking away this resource of the Holy Spirit.
但是从这些犹太教背景的基督徒来讲，他们就把这一个圣灵的能力给除掉了。
Because they were encouraging the Christians by the strength of their own flesh to do outward acts of righteousness.
他们鼓励这些基督徒靠着自己的力量与热心去做一些善行，这样让他们达到成圣。
Now why is Paul so upset?
为什么保罗很生气?
Do you see it?
你看得出来吗?
The gospel's at stake.
因为在这里把那个本来的福音的原貌改掉了。
If the saints aren't founded upon the gospel like the rock, then the winds will come and blow their foundation down.
就是如果基督徒的信心，他们的福音不是建立在这个原初的启示上面，就会被这些异教之风来把他们吹得随风漂流。
But it's a little deeper than that.
但是它还有更深的一个层次。
It's because the gospel is not some doctrines, is not some creeds. The gospel is a person.
因为真正的福音不是一些教条，不是一些教规，一些神学的理论，不是的。真正的福音是一个人。
As Paul talks about this in chapter 1,He talks about the grace of Christ and the gospel of Christ.
在第一章里面，保罗用这个语句讲到，基督的恩典，还有基督的福音。
And the reason he's so upset.
他生气的原因。
And this is again a problem among us even today.
他所碰的这些问题，今天直到我们的时代还是存在的。
What is the gospel that Paul received?
保罗所得到的福音是怎么一回事?
Did he fall down under the light of heaven on the road to Damascus and hear some doctrines?
他在大马色的路上是不是被光打倒以后他就听了一系列的教训教条呢?
No, he met a person.
没有。他是遇见一位。
It wasn't just that he was saved, he had met a savior.
他不是在那里得救，他乃是在那里遇见一位救主。
What he couldn't believe for the rest of his life is that when God shone down from heaven, He revealed himself in Jesus Christ.
所以他非常惊奇地发现在大马士的路上他遇见这位他所侍奉的神但是是经过耶稣来向他启示的。
Look how wonderfully Paul puts this in chapter 1 verse 15 and 16.
在第一章第十五十六节保罗是这样说的。
But when God, isn't it wonderful that God breaks into our lives?
你从他十五十六节能够看见他在那里讲到怎么开始的是神从神开始的
But when God who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me
那把我从母腹分别出来的又召施恩召我的神既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里，叫我在外把他传扬在外邦人中。
Now, how many of you remember the three points on the triangle?
你们还记得刚刚我们讲的这三角三个点？
啊 ，grace, faith, Holy Spirit,
恩神的恩典、信心与圣灵。
Now, forget all that.
现在，请你们把它忘掉。
If Christ isn't seen.In the center of those things, it is only doctrine.
如果基督不是在这三角的中间，这三个点都没有意义的。
How do we see grace?
你怎么看见恩典？
By seeing Jesus Christ.
因为你看见基督。
How do we understand and connect with him by faith? We see him.
那么现在一个人怎么样跟这位基督联合？哎，必须经过从他来的信心。
And how do we come into an experience of the Holy Spirit?
那一个基督徒怎么样能够与圣灵发生关系
？Through Jesus Christ.
乃是经过基督耶稣基督。
He is the one who came to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.
因为是他来让我们受圣灵的浸。
So the gospel is Jesus Christ.
所以福音是什么？就是耶稣基督
and not just about Jesus Christ
不是讲到关于耶稣基督
Have you seen Jesus Christ revealed in you?
所以我们每一个人都要问一个问题你有没有看见耶稣基督这一位启示在你的里面
That's how Paul describes the moment that changed his life
这就是保罗在这边做见证什么改变了我的一生
The Son of God was revealed in me.
神的儿子启示在我的里头。
And why is this so important if we would be servants, serving God's purpose?
为什么这个点对我们每一个想要做神仆人的人那么重要呢?
Because we have a choice of the source of our service.
因为我们每一个人都有一个选择就是我们今天侍奉的源头到底从什么地方开始
？Paul sees service as Christ living through me.
所以保罗在这里跟我们做的见证呢，是说所谓的侍奉，乃是我看见耶稣基督住在我的里面而开始的。
The Judaizers say you can serve by law, you can serve by flesh,
而犹太教徒来讲到这个侍奉的时候就是说你可以靠着律法来侍奉神你也靠着你的这个属肉体来侍奉神
Serving God's purpose involves Christ living in us
所以今天我们讲到侍奉神的旨意就必须是看见耶稣基督住活活地住在我们里面
And we need, all of us, a revelation of Christ living in me.
那这个点就是每一个基督徒需要直接得着这个从上头来的启示基督神的儿子启示在我的里面
Now as we go on to talk about Paul's defense of the gospel
当我们继续往下看他怎么样来 为这个福音辩证。
He continues to explain this, how this Christ living in us is used in service of God.
他一直在这本书里面来表达这个点，基督如何在我里面来发表。
Now we know, as we've studied the different letters of Paul,
我们知道在保罗其他的书信也是如此。
That when Paul uses the word gospel, he means so much more than just how we got saved.
他来用这个词福音的时候，特别讲到我们是怎么样得救的。
Grace is not just saving grace.
讲到这个恩典的时候，不是仅仅讲到我们得救的恩典而已。
By His grace, He brings us through salvation and right into glory.
他借着神的恩典，从我们得救，然后要带到荣耀里去。
This is a grace and a gospel that entails the whole counsel of God.
这个恩典是要把我们从神他的起头，福音的起头，一直带到他整个神的计划如何进入他的荣耀。
Now if we have had a revelation of Christ living in me,
如果我们有一个启示是耶稣基督活在我里面，
This is the basis upon serving God's purpose in this generation.
在这个基础上，这是我们侍奉神旨意的基础。
But for this service to be practically worked out,
要让这个侍奉能够很实际的能够活出来。
A further revelation of Christ living in me must be seen.
那么就需要继续不断的让这个基督的启示在我们里头扩大。
And what is that?
那是什么呢？
Christ crucified living in me.
那这个扩大乃是不但讲到基督活在我里头，而且是这位钉十字架的基督。
Now this brings us to perhaps the most familiar verse in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
那你就来到了他的重要的一节，就是第二章的第二十节。
Now Paul is sharing his own personal testimony.
现在讲到他个人的经验，再晋升一步。
Of how he wanted to serve God.
他是这样的愿意侍奉他，神。
But he tried and tried.
他也努力的去做。
But he couldn't.
但是每次都失败。
Until he died to the law.
然后有一天他向律法死才可以。
And then he could live for God.
那他才有希望为神活。
I am crucified with Christ.
他说我与基督同钉十字架。
This is the second part of the gospel.
这就是福音的第二个部分。
Thank God we don't have a crossless gospel.
我们感谢主，我们不是一个没有十字架的福音。
If we just have a grace gospel, as many talk about it, then we just get saved.But now we have to live by our own resources.
如果照着一般我们传统所认识的恩典的福音，但是没有十字架的那个经历的话，那我们只是信了主以后得救了，然后靠着自己努力吧。
But because the gospel involves Christ crucified living in me.
所以在这个第二个部分，你要看见福音更深的一个层次，就是这位钉十字架的耶稣在我里头。
Now I no longer live.
那么在这个时候就活着不再是我。
Yet I do live.
但是现在活着的。
As the Son of God lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活。
Now this is a revelation of Christ living in you.
这就是这一个耶稣基督的启示活在你们的里面。
But now we must see that we've been crucified with Christ.
所以在这个第二个部分，我们必须看见一个新的层次，就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He's trying to bring the Galatian believers back to this basic foundation. They've been crucified with Christ.
所以在这个时候，保罗要把这些在加拉太的圣徒们拉回来，拉到这个点上，让他们看见他们与基督已经同钉十字架。
And so here in chapter 2 verse 20, he shares the heart of his testimony regarding service and life.
所以在这个第二章二十节的时候，就是他整个在这里强调的这一个启示的第二个重点。
And then listen to chapter 3 and verse 1.
然后到了第三章第一节，他是这样说。
You foolish Galatians.
无知的加拉太人啊。
Now why are they foolish?
为什么他们是无知的呢？
They think they can serve God by their own strength? By having circumcision? By keeping outward laws?
那么他们认为他们可以去借着行律法上的，例如说行割礼啦、守节期啦，这些外表的事物，他们就可以侍奉神的旨意了。
Now who has stolen your heart from the freedom of the gospel of grace?
他因此就在那边问，他说是谁使你们迷惑了呢？谁让你们这样的无知呢？
But notice this phrase in verse 1.
在第一节他这样的有一句话，你要注意。
Chapter 3. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified?
他在这里说，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
Paul shares his own testimony that he'd been crucified and now is living on resurrection ground.
所以他在这里讲他个人的经历，他说我有一天真正的看见了，我与基督已经同钉十字架，现在不再是我活着。
Then he says, now brothers and sisters,
他说亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
when I was with you,
我跟你们在一起的时候，
I painted this portrait before you.
我已经把这位耶稣钉十字架的这个图画活化在你们大家的面前。
Not just that Christ died on Calvary and was buried and raised again in 3 days.
我传给你们不单单是讲到耶稣基督在加略山上，他被钉死在十字架上，他被埋葬，他第三天从死里复活而已。
But that you and I in him were crucified, buried, and raised again in 3 days.
而且我要传给你们，你跟我都已经与他同钉十字架，同埋葬，同复活了。
Now Paul is implying, I have painted this picture before you time and time again.
所以保罗在这里提醒这些基督徒，我当时在你们中间是多次的把这个图画表明在你们的面前。
You know, when I was 15 years old, I went to a gospel meeting.
我记得我15岁的时候，我曾经参加过一个福音聚会。
Now, I didn't get saved till I was 20 years old.
我没有得救，一直等到20岁我才得救。
But at 15 years old, a friend of mine asked me to come to her church.
那有一个朋友就邀请我去参加他的教会，在我15岁的时候。
And there was a preacher of the gospel.
那在那个次聚会中有一个传道人在传福音。
And the whole time that he was preaching, he was drawing with chalk, a wonderful chalk drawing of a beautiful garden.
那那一个传福音的人很会用粉笔来画画，所以他整个的墙上这个就画了一幅画。
Have you ever seen something like this?
你有没有经历过这样的景象啊？
Now when the brother got through sharing the gospel,
当他把福音讲完的时候，
Then he turned on the black light.
然后他就开灯。
There's a special light that brings out purple colors.
这个是一个紫色的灯光。
And when he shone that light, the cross came right out of the picture.
然后就一个十字架从这个图画里面冒出来。
He says, the only way through that gate of life,is by the cross, and this big cross came out, magic from the page.
所以这增加一个非常奇妙的阴光色，这个色彩让人他指出来，这是唯一到天堂的路。
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen such a gospel presentation.
我不知道你们有没有看过这样的传福音的方法。
But Paul says, when I was with you among your churches,I painted that picture time and time again. The cross of Christ is the gospel for you in your personal life.
所以保罗就提醒这些在加拉太的基督徒，当年我在你们中间的时候，我不知道有多少次我把基督钉十字架这幅图画活化在你们面前。
Now we can speak the words and say, I've been crucified with Christ.
我们可以常常引用保罗这句话，哦，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
But for the servant of God, it's a real experience.
但是对这一位神的仆人来讲，他是真正的经历过。
How does it begin?
怎么开始的呢？
It begins because the servant loves the Lord.
因为这个神的仆人爱主。
And we hear the gospel say, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
因为我们都记得主对他的门徒说过一句话，若人要跟从我，就当背起自己的十字架来，天天舍己跟从我。
Anyone who tries to save his life will lose it. Anybody willing to lose his life for my sake will save it.
人若要救自己的性命，就要失丧自己的生命，若有人为我失去自己的魂生命，你就要得着生命。
Now when a new Christian who loves the Lord hears these words,
当一个基督徒从刚刚得救，他爱主，
they say, Lord, I deny myself.
他就会对主说，哦，我愿意舍己。
I take up the cross.
我愿意背起十字架来。
I want to follow you.
我要跟随你。
Now, of course, they do this in their own strength.
当然在这个心愿中，他是靠着自己的努力在那里奋斗。
They think they pick up the cross and begin to walk.
所以他在 想象中他是把一、oh, 这个十字架背起来跟随耶稣。
Because they're Christian now, they lose a few friends, they think, oh, now I'm really sacrificing.
那他现在做了基督徒，他一些以前一些好朋友没有信主，他现在已经不理他了，所以这个就是十字架了。
But more and more the cross becomes difficult.
但是他时间增加，慢慢他发现这个十字架越来越重。
If you love your family more than me, you can't be my disciple.
如果你爱你的家人比爱我更深，你不配做我的门徒。
If you love money more than me, you can't be my disciple.
如果你爱钱比爱我更多，你也不配做我的门徒。
And the more we hear our Lord command us to follow, the harder it is to deny ourselves.
所以你这样越走，听主的要求越来越高，你就会发现这个路走不下去了。
You know, everybody has a lot invested in our self life.
因为我们这一生中在对我们自己的投资是非常高的。
Whether it's success or friends or family life, these things we want to hold on to.
因为不管你想追逐你事业的成功，你的家庭，你所爱的人，这些我们都花了很多很多的代价在他们的身上。
And the more the Lord says, come follow.
然后主又对我们说要跟随主。
And the more he says, deny ourselves.
然后对我们要求否定自己。
The more we sense self-preservation rising up.
你就越发现你里面对自己的保护就越来越加强了。
Now this is why the Galatians could receive this teaching from the Judaizers.
所以因着这样的经验，他们就能够，当他们碰到这些犹太教的教训的时候，他们能够接受。
Now they wanted to be good Christians.
怎么样的成为好基督徒？
And they realized that they were sinners.
他们也知道自己是罪人。
But somebody came and said, oh, but you can be a better sinner. Here, get circumcised and observe these feasts. Ah, now I can be. The Lord will be happy.
所以这些人传的福音就告诉说，你可以作为更好的基督徒，如果你接受我们犹太人的割礼，你就可以成功了。
But you see, rather than coming to the end of themselves and denying themselves, they're actually building up their self-righteousness.
所以你可以看到在这个行动的里头，不但他们没有否认自己，反而借着这个外面的这个形式做了这些事情，他们好像这个己啊更提升一级，我现在更圣洁了。
Because we would rather do anything rather than just die.
我们说实话，我们什么都愿意干，只要我不死都可以。
And the more we make promises, the more we fail.
所以你就会发现，我们许的愿越多，我们失败的越惨。
Frustration and defeat enter into our lives.
所以我们就非常的沮丧，我们就失败的灰头土脸。
Now somebody's working behind the scenes, bringing us to the end of ourselves.
所以你就会发现，其实背后有一只手，就在我们的环境中逼上梁山。
And you know who it is?
那位是谁呢？
Maybe not who you think.
可能不是你猜想的那一位。
It's the law.
那个逼你上梁山的是那个律法。
Now Paul says in Galatians, the law is the tutor that brings us to Christ.
因为在第三章里面，保罗说，律法是引导我们的那一个师父。
You know, when we first came to Christ and we were saved, it's because the law convicted us of our sin.
当我们第一次来到主面前的时候，是律法，圣灵界的律法来叫我们知罪。
But thank God we got saved. All our sins are forgiven.
感谢主，我们来到主面前，我们相信他，我们的罪一笔勾销。
that Paul said, even after I was a Christian, I found there was still a law working inside me. Do this, do that, do this, do that.
然后保罗就把他自己个人的经历告诉我们，他说，从我信了主以后，这个律法对我里头就有一个要求，你要遵守这个，你要遵守那一个。
So for a Jew, it's so hard to die to the law. It says, don't do this, don't do that.
所以对他一个标准的犹太人来讲，他没有办法对律法死，因为律法会告诉他这件事情不可以做，那件东西不可以吃，这个那个要求很多。
But now you think Gentiles are free.
那么外邦人是不是就因此就比较自由呢？
No, because Gentiles have a conscience saying, don't do this, don't do that.
外邦人也不比犹太人好到哪里去，因为我们里面有一个良心，良心对我们也有很多的要求。
The law is a good tutor.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，这一个律法是我们训蒙的师父。
If you have been in the school of Christ,If you have studied under the law, you come to the conclusion, there is nothing good in me, that is, in my flesh.
所以如果你是一个热心爱主追求的基督徒，你跟律法就有一个不解之缘，你很希望来照着律法的要求来讨神的喜悦，但是你的经历告诉你，你发现一个事实，保罗所说的，立志为善由得我，只是行出来。由不得我。
Boy, that took a long time.
I'm sorry.
Before we were Christians, the problem was our sins.
我们还没有成为基督徒以前，我们的问题是罪。
But now that we're a Christian, the problem is our sin. Singular.
那么现在你成为基督徒了以后，你会发现你的问题是罪性，以前的问题是罪行，行为。
Now, this is no good in Chinese.But in English, you spell sin, S-I-N, because I is always in the middle. That's what we discover.
那么这个字的妙用是在英文的表达上。当你看到这个罪性的时候，这个英文这个字是 S-I-N, 中间这个 I 是大写的 I, 因为问题就在这里。
The servant is frustrated because his self-life.Keeps taking control.
所以你会发现一个神的仆人他是非常沮丧的，因为为什么？他只要诚实来观察，他发现他整个的问题是他自己。
We cannot serve the purpose of God living out of our own life.
因为我们没有办法侍奉神的旨意，而靠着我们自己的生命，自己的努力达不到。
God's grace brings us to the end of ourselves.
所以今天是靠着神的恩典把我们带到一天是死路一条。
Have you been done away with?
你有没有被神就是革除了呢？
Have you seen how strong yourself really is?
你有没有发现你自己是这样的顽强？
Oh, Paul, we see in Romans 7 how much he struggled trying to serve God with the I. Romans 7, 27 times, I.
所以你如果去读保罗的自白，在罗马书第七章的时候，他表明他自己这条路程中间的斗争，他引用的那个字最多的就是我，这个我字讲了27次。
But look at Galatians 5:24.
那如果你读五章，加拉太书第五章24节。
Now we read this verse.
我们读这一节。
We want to do it.
我也愿意做
but we can't.
但是做不到。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Now as soon as we hear this, we decide we're going to crucify ourselves.
所以我们读完这些圣经，我们每个人都想钉十字架。
And you try to crucify yourself, but you just can't do it.
你是想定，定了半天，定不成。
I heard a brother say one time, I thought I'd been crucified with Christ, but I found out I'd only fainted.
有一个弟兄说得很好，他说我是多次尝试要定十字架，但是我真正发现我是昏倒在十字架面前。
You can't crucify yourself.
因为我们不可能把自己钉十字架。
This verse 5:24 belongs to somebody who understands Galatians 2:20.
会讲这句话的人是因为他认识加拉太书的二章二十节。
And this is why it's so important, because if we're servants trying to serve God,
这个秘密是非常重要的，就是说我们要做神的仆人，要侍奉神，到底它的秘诀在哪里？
But if we're serving God out of our natural strength, we actually in the end do damage to God's testimony.
如果我们是靠着自己的肉体的力量努力奋斗拼上去的话，你会发现至终你发现我们实在是做了相反的事情，我们是伤害了神的旨意，而不是成就了神的旨意。
So now how can this self be ruled out so that we can serve Christ?
所以今天的问题的症结是，到底我们这个己生命怎么样把它解决了呢？
Let's listen to Paul's testimony.
保罗的见证是这样说的。
First, the death side of his testimony.
他的见证的第一个部分是讲到死。
I have been crucified with Christ.
在二章二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Do you hear how definite that is?
这句话是多么的肯定。
You know, in my life, I counsel people sometimes who come to me with various problems.
在我服侍的日子里头，有很多不同的弟兄姊妹来找我，我跟他们有一些辅导的交通。
And on certain occasions, I asked them a question.
在有一些场合，我就问他们一个问题。
I said, are you crucified with Christ?
我说，你有与基督同钉十字架吗？
What do you think is the most popular answer?
你猜猜给我最常有的答案是什么？
I say, are you crucified with Christ?
我问他，你有与基督同钉十字架吗？
And they say, I'm trying to be.
那大部分的回答都是我尝试着努力，希望如此。
You see, as soon as you hear that, you know they don't understand the gospel of the crucified Christ.
所以当你听见这个回答的时候，你就知道他对这个福音的真貌没有完全的理解。
I have been crucified with Christ.
在二十节这里所说的这个语句是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Do you see what he's saying?
你听见没有？他保罗讲什么
？Or listen to it in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6.
你如果读罗马书六章六节怎么说的呢
？Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Christ.
罗马书六章六节，保罗乃是这样说：知道我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
Now you hear that word knowing.
那在那里讲到知道。
Now this isn't a knowing in the noodle.
这个知道不是你脑袋里的一个知道而已。
This is a revelation to the heart.
这个知道乃是一个真知道，是在里头的启示。
This isn't something I read and believe.
这不是我读了我就相信的这个简单头脑的事。
I see it.
而是你真正里面开启了。
We see that we were crucified in union with Christ.
我真正在里头看见我与基督同钉十字架。
As Paul said, Christ was crucified for our sin.
保罗传福音的时候告诉我们，基督钉十字架。
And perhaps they stood by a river as they baptized somebody down in union with Christ in his crucifixion.
也可能在一个河边，他把一个信主的人放在水里受浸上来，我们与基督联合。
And then Christ was buried for 3 days.
基督埋葬了三天。
So you hold that person down under the water as long as you can.
所以你就把这个人放在水里面越长越好。
And then Christ was raised up again to newness of life.
所以基督复活成为一个新的新造。
And that Christian is happy to come up out of the water.
所以基督这个时候很高兴从水里面上来。
But this is exactly what happened to us.
这就是我们每一个基督徒好像都经历过的。
Because by the grace of God, we've been united with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection.
因为在这个地方，你见证一件事情，你是与他的儿子联合，联合于他的死，联合于他的埋葬，也联合于他的复活。
Now Paul says, when you see the fact,
保罗说，当你看见这个事实，
you can begin to live by the fact.
然后你就可以活出这个事实。
It's a revelation that changes your life.
是这个启示改变你的生命。
You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, there's that passage in, about putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
以弗所书第四章告诉我们脱下那个旧人，穿上那个新人。
And then there's one verse in between, chapter 4, verse 23.
四章二十三节有这么一句话。
We put off the old man.
我们把旧人脱下。
And then verse 24, we put on the new man.
二十四节就是说我们穿上新人。
But what does verse 23 say?
那二十三节说什么呢？
Being renewed in the spirit of our mind.
就是我们这一个里这一个心思更新而变化。
How is our mind renewed?
我们的心思怎么更新啊？
We see it. I'm dead.
就是你要看见。
I'm dead in Christ.
我在基督里已经死了。
I don't have to fight.
一个死人就没什么好打的。
It's done.
已经做好了。
You see it.
你真的看见。
Now you can put on the new man.
然后你就穿上新人。
Created in the likeness of him who created you.
这个新人是按照基督的形象而造的。
That's the dead side. I have been crucified with Christ.
所以第一个秘诀就是看见我已经与基督同死了。
Now comes the resurrection side.
然后你才看到第二个部分。
Are you ready for the good news?
那好消息是什么？
Well, the best part of the good news is you're dead.
这整个最好的消息就是阁下已经死了。
But I see you didn't like that side so much.
那你听起来实在窝气，不喜欢。
Now, the resurrection side.
那现在来到复活这个。
Nevertheless, I live.
他如今活着。
Well, Paul's not dead, he's alive.
因为保罗不是活得好好的吗？
Wait. Yet not I.
但是保罗告诉你，这个活着不再是我了。
Oh, wait a minute. Paul, are you dead or are you alive?
那到底你是死还是活的？
That's the mystery.
那这是基督徒的奥妙了，奥秘。
I can't explain that to you.
我没办法用语言表达的清楚。
But you can know it.
但是你经过你就知道。
Nevertheless, I live. Of course, he's living.
现在活着。
Yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我活，而是他在我里面活。
And now going forward.
然后才能向前走。
The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Oh, there is resurrection life.
这个叫做复活的生命。
There's a new way forward.
这是一个新的前进。
There is a way for servants who would serve God's purpose in their generation.
这就是一个合神心意的仆人按照他的旨意来侍奉的。
Our life opens up in service of God.
这个时候你的生命就被打开了，这样我们就可以来侍奉神的旨意。
Now this is just the beginning.
这是我们侍奉神旨意的开始。
But you need that revelation as a beginning.
但是这个开始跟这个启示是绑在一起的。
Then Paul goes on to tell us many wonderful things.
保罗就继续告诉我们他的奇妙的经历。
At that moment, we realize something.
在那一刻，我们忽然间明白一件事。
Now we need to live by another law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
在那一刻开始，你是靠着另外一个律来生活的。这个律就是赐生命圣灵的律。
And the Spirit of God begins to do a sanctifying work in us.
所以圣灵就在我们里面开始一个成圣。成圣的工作。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we mortify the deeds of the flesh.
靠着圣灵的能力，我们就使那个旧造的那个东西死去了。
As Paul says, now they who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh.
所以这个时候保罗就会说，我们就能够靠着圣灵致死我们那一个救生命。
Now the old man's dead.
旧人死了，
已经死了。The flesh still needs to be dealt with.
但是他的肉体还需要被对付。
Now the Lord tells you to do something.
所以耶稣就告诉我们要对付这个 致使这个肉体。
And your flesh rebels.
我们的肉体老是在里面作怪。
We're supposed to walk by the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
我们应该体贴圣灵而行，不是体贴肉体。
But you know our flesh gives us a tough time.
但是这个肉体很厉害啊。
Thank God.
感谢主。
Christ crucified dwells in you.
这位钉十字架的耶稣住在我们里面。
And you acknowledge him, and he can bring your flesh to death in that situation.
当你承认这个事实的时候，圣灵就可以做一个工作在我们身上，对付我们的肉体。
You know, the gospel does not say that a servant has an easy life.
福音没有告诉我们一个侍奉主的人他的生命非常的容易，没有这回事。
A servant must deny themselves.
因为一个神的仆人必须否认他的自己。
You know, often the Lord asks you to sacrifice your life for the sake of somebody else.
因为圣灵常常在我们的侍奉当中要我们牺牲你自己来为着别人。
You know, you could have great progress and happiness in your own personal life, but the Lord tells you to lay it down to serve someone else.
因为如果我们为着自己而活的话，我们可以活得好像很自由很快乐，我们什么都不管，但是圣灵在我们里头会要求我们把你这一个好像很舒适潇洒的生活把它放弃，为着牺牲你自己来成全别人。
And the servant of God has to go places that aren't fun.
因为圣灵会要求你去一些地方不是度假的那种海边呢。
They're asked to sacrifice a lot of things that areperfectly fine for most people.
神会要求你牺牲许多的好像肉身的享受来成全神要你做的事情。
To be a servant of the Lord and serve God's purpose is to go the way of the cross.
所以一个神的主的仆人要侍奉神的旨意，你必须走这条十字架的路。
But the good news, if you've ever walked with Christ in serving him,You know his abounding grace toward you.
所以好消息是什么呢？就如果你愿意走主命定的这条十字架的路，那你就会发现，好消息就是神的恩典会丰丰富富的与你同在。
The world can give you many outward perks if you will serve by their law.
这个世界如果你照着他的律去走的话，这个世界也会给你很多很多的好处。
But a servant of Christ has treasures in heaven and great consolation here on this earth, walking with this gracious, wonderful Lord Jesus.
而主的仆人，我们今天在这个地上来服侍他，我们的奖赏不在地上，我们的奖赏乃是在天上。
We see the end of the letter after Paul has fought with the Galatians for the gospel, and he comes to chapter 6 and verse 14. We all know this verse.
所以你来到第六章第十四节的时候，保罗这样说。
But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
在第六章第十四、十五节是这样说的，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因为这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
Dear servant of God, is this our boast? Can we boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所有神的仆人们，我们能不能够像保罗这样，我断于别的，不以别的夸口，我只夸耶稣基督的十字架。
Just hear the beauty of Paul's testimony.
你注意保罗这个见证是何等的美。
The old man has been done in.
这个旧人已经 结束了。
His flesh has been neutralized by the Spirit.
他的肉体已经被圣灵的能力所消除了。
He in himself has been rendered useless.
他已经准确地算定我的这个老我已经是毫无价值。
All of those worldly and carnal ambitions that drive so many men and women, they have no place in his life anymore. He's been crucified to the world. The world's been crucified to him.
今天我们每一个年轻人在这个世界生活的时候，我们被这个世界许许多多的东西在那里吸引我们的心，但是对保罗这个人来讲，这些世界上所有能够吸引我们眼球、吸引我们向往的这些东西，对他来讲，因着十字架，通通都结束了。
These outward deeds, circumcision, uncircumcision, is nothing. A new creation. That's what Paul wants to see among the saints.
对保罗来讲，一切都是在基督耶稣里头，不管你是受割礼也好，不受割礼也好，这些外表的东西以前是很有价值的，现在一钱不值，对他来讲都已经过去了。重要的是做新造的人。
My friends, have you come to the crossroads of Galatians 2:20?
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有来到这一个十字路口，就是这一本书的第二章二十节啊？
Have you seen it?
你看见了吗？
This is something you see by revelation.
这个看见乃是借着启示来的。
It's not a matter of feeling.
这也不是感觉的问题。
A lot of people say, well, you know, I don't feel crucified.
很多人说我不感觉我钉了十字架。
Well, I don't know anybody who does.
我不知道哪一个人感觉过。
It's not a question of feeling crucified.
这不是感觉你钉了十字架。
It's a question of knowing you are crucified.
而是知道你已经与基督同钉十字架。
And reckoning yourself dead unto sin, but alive unto God.
这样你就对向罪算自己已经是死的，向神算自己是活的。
We live by faith, not feeling.
我们乃是凭着信心，而不是凭着感觉。
And this new life living in us is thepower necessary to be servants of God's purpose in this generation. Not your life, His life in you.
这个基督的生命，这个新的生命，在我们里面是给我们这一个向前走的那个能力的泉源、秘诀。
Aren't you glad our gospel is not a crossless gospel?
你高不高兴你知道我们的福音不是一个没有十字架的福音。
The gospel that Paul was defending, it's got teeth in it. It'll change a person's life.
保罗在这里所辩论的这个十字架是带着牙齿的，它能够改变我们的生命。
This gospel is worth fighting for, don't you think?
是值得我们在那里征战的。
And if you would serve the Lord, you should publicly portray Christ as crucified before brothers and sisters till they see it.
所以我们在那里传讲为这个福音做见证的时候，你必须把这一个十字架的真实的内容活化在许多弟兄姊妹的面前。
This is amazing grace.
这是一个奇异的恩典。
We finish just by looking at 1 Corinthians 1:30.
我们结束就结束在哥林多前书。
What a wonderful verse.
一章，哥林多前书一章。
But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
我们要看的是第三十节，第一章的第三十节，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Isn't that wonderful?
非常的奇妙。
Christ is everything to us.
所以基督对我们是一切所有。
He didn't exhaust the list with those four things.
这讲到四个点，但是却包含了一切。
Christ has been made to us life.
基督已经是我们的生命。
God is pleased to reveal His Son in you.
父喜悦把他的儿子启示在你的里面。
God is pleased to send Christ crucified to dwell in your life.So that you may no longer live, but He live through you.
然后父神更喜悦把那个钉十字架的基督启示在你里面，让你知道如今活着不再是你，乃是他的儿子在你里面活着。
What a wonderful gospel.
这是何等奇妙的、
Amen?
完备的福音。Amen.
Our Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ.
父啊，我们感谢你赐给我们你的儿子。
We're just at the borders of all that He is to us.
我们好像只是在这个耶稣是我们一切的这个边缘上面。
But we can see that He's the only way through as servants of Your purpose.
但是我们今天已经能够认识到，这是唯一的一条路能够侍奉你的旨意。
Lay hold of our hearts, Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主，求你抓住我们的每一个人的心。
Make this revelation a reality to us.
愿这个启示是我们每一个人的真实。
Teach us how to live out of this revelation.
求你指教我们，让我们每一个人能够从这个启示的实际开始。
Reveal yourself among us.
求你把你自己启示给我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
For this we pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。